Hi, I'm Joseph McClendon III, and welcome to the Cure for the Common Life podcast. Listen, you know as well as I do that motivation, empowerment, and inspirational stories, they're all well and good, but that's not what keeps us going. That's not what's going to change your life, and that's not what's going to move the needle in your health, your wealth, your happiness, your abundance, or your ability to be able to help other people and make a difference. What keeps us going, what produces results in our lives is activity, not action, activity. And when you can get yourself past the things that stop you and hold you back, that's when you'll thrive, and that's when you'll crush it. And I humbly offer you these tools and strategies to kick your own ass and make the changes so that you can thrive. But most of all, I'm going to give you something every single time that you can do to create a change in yourself. Life is exactly what you dare to make it, and fortune favors the bold, baby. So if you're ready, let's bold. Well, what's good? Welcome to the Cure for the Common Life. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and I'll be your host, your guide, your mentor, and maybe even your teacher for this next little while on this journey to help you go further, faster in your life. As always promised, we bring you the best of the absolute best in the field of personal development and personal growth and personal change to do just that, to assist you in whatever it is that you want to do, something that we call becoming even more wealthy than you already are. And around here, remember, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. You choose or put them all together, that's what we're here for. Now, normally I bring you the absolute, as always my promise, to bring you the absolute best of the best in this field. Some of my mentors and teachers and coaches and friends and people that I've learned from through the ages, through the times, as well as people that are, let's say, are movers and shakers and influencers and people that are making a difference and have made a difference through time in this and many other industries as well to assist you. And that's going to be no different today. The best of the best is going to be me. And I say that jokingly, but I'm going to be sharing with you something. And I've been excited about doing this. I normally don't do these podcasts on my own, but I'm going to do this today because this is something that only I can share with you in this way. And I'm going to introduce you to something that I'm super, super excited about and have been for a little while. And quite honestly, it's something that is taking the personal development, personal growth, and human change field and industry by storm. And it is something called neuroencoding. So I'm going to share with you what it is, why it is, how it came about. And with, as usual, with everything that we do, it's not just about, let's just give you some knowledge and give you some information and entertain you and tell you some stories and some examples and facts. It's about what you do with what you get. Knowledge, as I said before, is not power. And so I'm going to give you something to do. We always give you something to do to create the change inside, and it's going to be no difference here today. So you want to grab a pad and paper, something you can take some notes, because you are going to want to do something about what I share with you today. And I guess for those of you that I have not had the opportunity or the privilege of speaking to before, maybe this is your first time, I'll share with you a little bit about myself and kind of what qualifies me to be yakking at you this way. And then I'm going to share with you this, it's really kind of brand new. It's certainly not in its infancy. It's been 36 years in the making. But it is really something that not only are you going to start seeing and hearing more about it, it's something that you're going to start seeing and hearing about the change and the difference that it's making in so many people's lives. And so I'll share with you a little bit about myself. My background is in psychology. I have a doctorate in neuropsychology, and that's my profession. I help people get over fears and phobias and emotional challenges and things that hinder their lives. But by trade, and I love doing that, by the way, I had a practice in Los Angeles for many years where, you know, I got really, really good at, you know, you come into me, and I always say to people, if you come into my office and you got a fear of dogs, you got a phobia of dogs, take a guess what's going to be in there. There's going to be a dog. But at the end of that session, you're not only going to be over your fear, you're going to hold the dog, you're going to cuddle the dog, you're going to love the dog. And then I'm going to give you something to do outside of there so that your courage and your love and all that stuff grows even more. So I got really, really good at doing that. And I love doing that one-on-one. And that's my profession. That's my background. I still love it. And a lot of my friends and associates and partners and business partners are in that field as well. But by trade, I'm what's known as an ultimate performance specialist, kind of a high-end life coach or a high-end life mentor, if you will. And I've had the privilege and have the privilege of working with, you know, A-list people, Academy Award-winning movie stars and Grammy-winning musicians and major sports figures and politicians and millionaires and billionaires and you name it, all in between. And I've also had the privilege of influencing and impacting live from the stage, actually before COVID, and probably that number is doubled by now because we do more digital and more television and more that, but well over 5 million people over the last couple decades, if you will. And I share all that with you, not to brag or to boast, but as I said before, to let you know kind of what qualifies me to be sharing with you what I'm about to blow your mind with. And so the reason I'm doing this today is because so many people ask me, Joseph, how do I do what you do? How can I do what you do? And that is to produce results, to help people go further faster in a very short amount of time. And originally I thought to myself, well, you know, I have this background. I have this formal education. I have all of these certifications in hypnotherapy and you name it across the board, neurolinguistics, neuroassociative conditionings, gestalt therapy, all of those things. And I thought, well, you know, I am the sum total of all of those things. But then I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. That's not absolutely true. It's true that I'm the sum total, but the reason I get the results is not that I use all of that stuff. And the truth of the matter is I use a handful of those things, all of those things that I use. And I liken it to when you look at the amount of apps that you have on your phone. How many apps do you have on your phone? I maybe embarrassingly have over 200. I think at last count were 272 apps on my phone. Now, granted, some of them are things like restaurant apps and things like that. But the reason I use that example is how many of the apps that you have on your phone, most people have 20, 30, whatever, do you actually use to run your life? The truth of the matter is, it's just a handful. And so what I did was I took a look and I thought, okay, what makes me so effective is this handful of tools and strategies that I use to produce results. And they work magnificently. And you'll get a chance to see that as well. And if you've been around me any length of time, you probably have witnessed or noticed some of those things, some of the changes in people and why people come to me and hire me, if you will, and why people come to me to get those results and continue to. And so I created this thing called neural encoding. And neural encoding, if you want to write this down, is simply the science of creating and programming ourselves to automatically default to our best thinking, feeling, and doing. Said differently, how to condition ourselves so that when things show up, difficulties show up, obstacles show up, frustrations show up, whatever shows up in our life, and they do, and they're going to, and they always will, they're going to be around, what we do in that moment, instead of being frustrated and what I say procrastinating or hesitating or allowing fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, or even imposter syndrome to slow us down or stop us, instead of defaulting to those things, which is where most of us do on some level, we default to a better way. And when I say default, automatically, it's not that we have to go, okay, wait a minute, let me stop, let me do something in this moment. It becomes a natural extension of who you are. Said differently, we grow as a person, we grow and we turn into the kind of person that we want to be, that we choose to be. Now, let me be a little bit more clear on that, what that might look like in your life or how it shows up in other people's lives. Now, what I'm going to be talking about here with neuroencoding is it's going to sound like that I'm talking mostly to mentors and coaches and people who run masterminds and knowledge-based businesses and things like that. But I want to be clear that if you're listening to me right now, this is for you, because even though a lot of people who move into this space called neuroencoding and learn these techniques are coaches and mentors and teachers and everything, one of the first things that they say is, I used it on myself, Joseph. I use it on myself and I got the changes for myself. And by the way, I should back up for a second and I want to let you know that I don't use myself as some shining example of the way the thing should be, but I do use myself as an example of what is possible, because maybe you may not know this, but I was homeless once in my life, suicidal and at the bottom of my life. And this that I'm about to share with you, it began with somebody helping me and introducing me to the field of personal development and introduced me to the field of changing myself. And that grew into what I was, and that's why I went along those lines and sought and educated myself and started doing what I do. And I also, to pay this person back, I promised him that's what I was going to do, was help as many people as I possibly could. And that's my passion. And that is why you're listening to me right now in The Cure for the Common Life. So having said that, what I did was I sat down and I took a look at, okay, what are the things that make the biggest differences in people's lives when I get to make those changes? And I put all those things together. And I created, like I said, neuroencoding, and created something that is not only teachable, and I'm going to go through the steps of it, and you'll get to learn more about what it is today. But I created it to be able to share it with other people, because other people can do this that I do as well to produce those results. Now, I am going to say this. I'm not teaching you to be a therapist, and I'm not teaching you to do therapy on yourself or anybody else. I want to make sure that is really clear. If you're already a therapist, that's what a lot of people take this stuff and they use it in their practices already. However, this is just coaching, mentoring. This is guiding you to make the changes. Now, as I said before, I want to give you kind of an example of what this might look like with regard to how when I say go further, faster, how this affects most people. And when I talk, I use things like losing weight or, getting healthier or making money or things like that, because it's low hanging fruit. But I want you to know that this is synonymous with everything. Any challenge that you have, it all shows up. So let's say, for example, a person, maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody else, wants to lose weight. They've gained a lot of weight over COVID, maybe. And they know that eating cake, eating pizza, drinking beer, and laying around on the couch it's the culprit. And it's what got them to where they are. And again, this is synonymous with everything. I don't care whatever your habits are, whatever your bad habits are, it's synonymous with everything. The mechanics are still the same. What happens is this. We want to change. As a matter of fact, and oftentimes people decide and say, listen, this is it today. Tomorrow, I'm going to start my diet tomorrow. And they may even go throughout the house and throw away all the potato chips and all the things. But then tomorrow shows up. And what happens is, because we are so used to behaving and responding a certain way, we start making excuses and we start to procrastinate and we start to fall back into our bad habits. Some of us may even stop for a couple of days, but then we fall back into our bad habits. And I want you to know that what happens during that time, that sometimes it's split second, sometimes it's progressive through just a little while. What happens between the time that you have the desire to stop or to start doing something else and you fall backwards starts with what happens inside your head, your psychology, if you will. I always say this, it's always top down. How I think will determine what I feel. How I feel will determine what I do, and what I do will determine what I have, the results that I get. And so procrastination, for example, starts with a thought process. The thought process is just, I'll do this tomorrow. I don't feel like doing this, or whatever the excuses that come up. And then the feeling that we get from that is always, always, not sometimes, not most of the time, but always, it's like, I will do this tomorrow, but I don't want to do it right now. And then next comes guilt, and then next comes we start to beat ourselves up, and then we eat the cake. And so I'm joking around about that. But what if there was something that you could do to change that process, to change how you think, how you feel, and what you do? And that's where neuroencoding comes in. And again, I'm going to reiterate, it is the science of, it is the practice of teaching people and helping people to program themselves to automatically default to their best thoughts, their best feelings, and their best behaviors. And so what I did was, I took all of the ingredients of the main things that I use, and I put them together and created a course for people to learn, and for people to study, and for people to not just, and because the way I roll is it's not just about, what you know, as I said before, it's what you do. Now, I want to point out something that, at the risk of sounding arrogant, what makes me so effective, and people pay me upwards of $350,000 to coach them and mentor them and to work with them, and I only meet with them once a month, so 12 times in a year to do that. And I'm not saying that to brag or to boast, but to let you know that this information is obviously super valuable, and I use the same things that I teach in neuroencoding to help people get the results that they want. And so the difference is this, and this is what makes the difference between And again, and this is not to throw or cast aspersions or throw anybody or any other methods under the bus. It's just that I have a lot of certifications and a lot of different things. And the programs tend to be kind of the same. I learn a lot of stuff and a lot of stuff. And I get these manuals and I get all this stuff and it's great stuff and it's all usable stuff. But then two things happen. Number one, once that course is over, that's done. I never hear from those people again, and I'm not supported, and I'm on my own to use this stuff. And then the other thing is I have no support in and after going on. I've got nobody that I can go back to, no examples to use. And you know, I've been very effective in being able to use this, but you know, cherry picking those things that I use in there. But I thought to myself, okay, well, what makes me so effective? Because at the risk of sounding arrogant, again, for the past almost 3.5 decades now, I have operated in the upper 3 to 5% of everybody in my industry. And what that means is, in terms of not just, you know, the money I make, but the effectiveness of being able to produce a result in people in the upper 3 to 5%. And I thought to myself, okay, well, Joseph, why is it? You know, because it's not because I'm so smart or because I have, you know, a different education. And I thought to myself, well, why is it that I'm so different? Because I'm, you know, in neuropsychology, there's a lot of psychologists out there. There are a lot of people out there. And what makes me so different? And by the way, I want you to know that neuropsychology, the difference between traditional psychology and neuropsychology is, and this is my definition of it, is traditional psychology is I got one way of interacting with you, my voice to your ears. The stories I'm going to tell, the examples, the questions I'm going to ask, my voice to your ears. But I want you to look at neuro as your nervous system. Your nervous system is all 5 of your senses, and you got 5 of them. And everybody functions independent or differently, but the combination of those, there's thousands of different combinations, and I get to use all 5 of them. Now, mainly, I only use the 3, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, which is touch or feel, but I use all of them. And to be able to go in there and find out the exact, let's just say, menu that a specific person uses to get the results that they already are getting. And I get to use that same menu to turn it around to help them get the results that they want to get. Having said that, that's what I did, was I put all this together and I go, okay, well, what are the things that I normally do? And so I created this course. And again, it's called Neural Encoding. And I created something called the Neural Encoding Institute. And really, it is, again, as I said before, but a great deal of people are already coaches and mentors and teachers and therapists and practitioners and doctors and if you will, that use this stuff already, because it just works. And what it is a program, and it is people who enroll in this. It's a video module based curriculum, and you become certified in what I call neuroencoding. And some people go through it, and they take, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks to go through it. I've known people who have gone through it in a week, maybe 2 weeks. But it is intense, I'm gonna tell you this. But once you have these tools, you have them for the rest of your life. And I say this to people, what if you had a tool that you could use that could help you change how you felt about anything? Anything at all. Matter of fact, in my seminars, I tell people, bring me your worst nightmare. Bring me your worst fear, your worst memory, your worst inhibition. Bring it. And we're going to do something together. And it's not going to be something that I do to you. I'm going to teach you something. We're going to do it together. And by the end of that day, you're not going to be able to feel that again. You're not going to be able to feel it the way that you felt it before. And if you can't feel it, then you'll behave differently. And so I ask you, what would it be like if you had a tool to do that? And that's just one of the things that we teach in neuroencoding, one of the things that you get as well. And like I said, it's module-based curriculum, and you have live weekly support, which was the reason why I wanted to make sure that it's not just, you know, here you learn this stuff and then now you're on your own. You have weekly support lifetime. And what that means is we have weekly calls, we have other mentors, we have teachers, people that you can call and you can go. We also have access to live events. I'm going to be doing live events again. We have a couple of them scheduled already. And you're engaged in a private community constantly that are people that are supporting you. people that you get to go, okay, and you get to interact with them and see what they're doing as well. And so let me share with you the modules or the pieces of the Neuro Encoding Institute. And I always say to people, because I, as I said before, the reason why I get to function at the level that I do is three things. Number one, and if you, and you might want to write these things down, because this is synonymous with anything, any business, anywhere. And if you have these things, then you're probably going to be functioning at the higher level. And this is the reason why I and my students function at that higher level as well and separate themselves from the mass of coaches and mentors and teachers and people that are out there that are trying to get a change and trying to make a change and trying to help other people, but they don't do it. And that is number one, having content that solves the problems of the masses. What does that mean? If you, and by the way, this is not knocking or throwing anybody under the bus. If you have a niche and your niche is for, let's say, yoga or building cars or something, then that niche is to a small group of people in general. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you're really good at it and you dominate that field, then that's great. But if you have something that everybody wants, the masses want, then you become incredibly valuable. And so, as I said before, procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, and the list goes on and on. All the challenges, everybody has them. And when you have something that can solve those problems and help people get over those things, then you become extremely valuable. And people beat a path through your doorway, and you get to call your own shots, meaning you get to say when you're going to work, how you're going to work, what you're going to do, what you're going to charge, and all of those things. And it is not only now, obviously, I've enjoyed that for some time, and that's my career. But now so many other people, as you're going to learn, are doing that as well, enhancing the business that they already have or creating something, becoming coaches and mentors. Because so many people, and that might be you as well, have a calling that you want to help people. You want to change other people's lives or you want to just make some changes in yourself and make those changes in yourself. So that's number one. That if you have content that solves the problems of the masses, and that's what we do. Remember, think about this. How would it be if you had something that you could program yourself so that you automatically default to your best self? You know, I hear this all over the place, you know, become your best self, the best you you can be. Well, how? Because motivation and quotes and sayings and inspiration and stories and things like that, they're all great. But if you don't have something, a tool to help people achieve that, whether it's courage or whatever it is, then guess what? It's just good advice. And I hope that doesn't sound bad, but that's what's out there. The second thing is the ability to administer those tools to get a result with somebody. In other words, to be able to sit down and coach or mentor or talk to and guide somebody through a process so that they get a result now, not later, right now. And then you give them something to do so they can do it a little bit later. And again, I'm not teaching you to do therapy. And in the course, by the way, it's all video based. So because, you know, we do some live things, but I want to make sure that you can stop it and rehearse it and practice it. And you're going to see, you'll see me in one coaching session, work with somebody and people that I never met before. My team put these people together. They brought them to me. You get to watch and you see me use the exact tools that I teach you to produce a result in somebody. You see the lights come on in them. And then we follow up with that person a little bit later. It's part of the course. You'll see it in there and you'll see that this person has changed and you'll see the changes that they've made in their lives as well. You can tell I get excited about this because it is something that is just so, so needed and so important and so valuable. But you get to do that. In other words, you get to learn how to do that. I don't care whether it's your own family or whether it's, you know, you're coaching and mentoring or somebody or whatever, whether you're, you know, a CEO of a company and you got a team of people or whether it's just you on your own. So the second thing is the ability to administer, the ability to utilize that knowledge and what you teach people to produce a result. Because when you do that, guess what happens? People want more. People want more and they keep coming back and it's just pretty crazy. And the third thing is the ability to present in a way that causes people to not only take action right now, but to continue to take action even when you're not there. Now, I've had the privilege, as I said before, to have spoken live in front of well over 5 million people now around the world for the past 3.5 decades. And, you know, been on the stage and shared the stage with some amazing people. One of my business partners are people like Tony Robbins and Les Brown, and the list goes on and on. And, you know, I've been on the stages with the most magnificent people. And seminars and workshops that I do, sometimes 3, 4, 5, 10 days, you know, that I do. And people, you know, they're always crowded and they're always, or people are always there and they get results. And they're there, not because I'm so cute or because I'm so smart, it's because I have a strategy of being able to present, stage presence, if you will, of being able to present in a way. And so that's part of the course as well. That's the third thing, is the ability to present in a way. So all three of those things I put together in the course, I put together in the Neuro Encoding Institute. And these are all the things that you get. And it's not just me. I've got an amazing, amazing team of people to support you and help you and guide you through this process, through the whole thing. And whether you are, you know, somebody, because some people say, well, you know, is this for me, Joseph? And I want you to know who this is for. And whether you are somebody that's just getting started, or you're an aspiring, or you have a current career as a coach or a mentor or a teacher or a speaker, this is something that is for you, because all of these tools apply to any and everything. No matter what you do, it's going to enhance what you do. And anybody that's outside of the coaching and personal development industry, who takes on the role of a coach or a mentor or a leader or somebody that's in your business career, whatever it is, as any time that you're interacting with other people, this is a tool that's something that is going to be unbelievably valuable. And this is something that can help any business. And so, you know, I get a lot of people that go, Joseph, I took this course about business. I took this course about, you know, changing my body. I took this and I just can't get myself to do this. Well, the challenge is, again, at the risk of sounding arrogant, but most people just don't have the syntax or the menu, if you will, to go right to the core to deal with that psychology and make things happen. And so I get very excited about this. So if you're ready to do something about this, and you'll see it in the description here below, and you want to take it to the next level, and you want to get started with this, you get more information, or have somebody call you and talk to somebody about more about this, how you can get involved in this as well, it's in the description here. Just click on the link there, or go to the description here, or you can go to neuroencoding.com. Or if you're interested in, or you're just curious about it, like I said before. And for anybody, you can go to neuroencoding.com and you'll find free trainings, more and more. You know, I've been yakking for a little bit more about this, and you can go there today. And you can again, this is the tip of the iceberg, the stuff that I'm sharing with you today. And you can request a strategy session with either myself or one of my amazing team members to help you and see how this applies to you and help you go further faster as well. And secondly, if you follow me on Instagram at I am Joseph McClendon, you go to the link in my bio and click on Magnificent Life. And you can join my Magnificent Life Facebook community, whatever. And you can find the Neuro Encoding on there as well. So listen, I've been yakking for quite some time right now, but I want to thank you for your time. And I hope that this is something that you'll take a deeper look in, a deeper dive in, if not just for yourself, but for other people as well, because this is something that, as I said before, it's geometrically growing. You're going to be hearing and seeing more and more about it as time goes on. And so again, thank you so much. And remember to subscribe and like and pass this on. I'm going to teach you as we go on. I'm going to teach you some of the most valuable things from some of the most valuable coaches and mentors. And that, again, that's why I created Neuro Encoding. So I look forward to serving you. And remember, life is exactly what you dare to make it. Fortune favors the bold. This has been Cure for the Common Life. So dare to boldly step up and make your life magnificent.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Cure for the Common Life podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, please share it with a friend. And if you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review it on your favorite podcast player. And if you have any questions or comments or any topic ideas you might want to be a guest on my show, you can reach me directly at josephmcclendon.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you at the top.